You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office investigated a one-vehicle crash overnight on Piro Church Road where a vehicle left the roadway and struck a tree. No injuries reported. Another crash reported at around 3:30 this morning on Highway 157 near Mimosa Lane, where a tree in the roadway was struck by a vehicle. One person was reported injured. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports an arrest for domestic abuse battery, disturbing the peace, along with several outstanding warrants through the Minden Police Department. A 90% chance for showers and thunderstorms today, high near 57 with a northeast wind gust to 25 miles an hour. 80% chance of showers overnight, low 46, northeast wind gust to 30 miles an hour. 80% chance Friday, high 56, northeast wind to 25 miles an hour. 50% chance of showers Friday night, low 49, northeast wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. 20% chance of showers Saturday, high 69. Cloudy Saturday night, low 52, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Doug Stinson, Chancellor Crow pleaded not guilty to theft under $1,000 and will stand trial at a later date. Tommy Lee Irving pleaded not guilty to simple battery and will stand trial at a later date. Corenzo Franklin was sentenced to 120 days in jail with credit for time served for simple battery. Rebecca Lynn Hinton was fined $200 plus court cost or 2 days in jail for possession of drug paraphernalia. Rebecca Kemp pleaded not guilty to aggravated assault and will stand trial at a later date. Keodrick Loud was fined $250 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for disturbing the peace. John Powell III has a trial date set for August 14th. For theft of $1,000, third offense. Shane Reeve pleaded not guilty to simple criminal damage to property and will stand trial at a later date. Demetrius Richard was fined $1,000 plus court cost, plus 2 years suspended and 2 years of probation for aggravated flight from an officer. William Laronsky Solomon pleaded not guilty to unauthorized entry of an inhabited dwelling and will stand trial July 24th. Amanda Walton pleaded not guilty to simple battery and will stand trial at a later date. Diamond Walton pleaded not guilty to principal to armed robbery and will stand trial November 13th. Kiez Washington pleaded not guilty to battery of a dating partner and will stand trial at a later date. A number of hearings were held for defendants for legal representation, for Edward Judge Ware for felony theft, Asidius Harris, failure to appear, Devaris James Moore, remaining after being forbidden, simple criminal damage to property, Robert Lewis Stewart, issuing worthless checks, Terry Green, DWI, careless operation, improper lane use, DeCourtney Durking, DWI second offense, aggravated flight from an officer, possession of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance, possession of a firearm in a firearm-free zone, illegal carrying of a firearm, aggravated criminal damage to property, no insurance, careless operation, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon or by a person convicted of domestic abuse battery. DeMarquez Thomas, illegal carrying of a weapon, and possession of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance, ecstasy. Rondriquez Smith, domestic abuse by aggravated assault, reckless operation. Cody Taylor, probation violation. Kaylin Ray Little, probation violation. Trishun Williams, possession of marijuana, felony offense. Demetrius Ford, felony possession of marijuana, improper lane use, and speeding. Norman West, possession of marijuana with intent to distribute, possession of meth, possession of crack cocaine, possession of meth with intent to distribute, possession of cocaine with intent to distribute, and possession of ecstasy. Brandon Oliveira, possession Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance, introducing contraband into a correction center, Brian Murray, possession Schedule 2, controlled dangerous substance. James Andrews, possession Schedule 4, controlled dangerous substance. Introducing contraband into a correction center. Flight from an officer. Simple criminal damage to property. Criminal trespass. Reckless operation. Reginald Moore, 4 counts attempted second-degree murder, illegal use of weapons. Jamonte Holyfield, 4 counts attempted second-degree murder and carjacking. The personnel report from the Webster Parish School Board for the month of April with new hires, Haley Huffman, food service technician at North Webster Lower Elementary, replacing Denise Miller, who retired, effective March 6th. Madison Richard, teacher at Phillips, replacing Twana Hawthorne, who resigned, effective March 6th. Bijan Mitchell, temporary authority to teach for a year only, North Webster High, replacing Megan Nippers, who resigned, effective March 16th. Rebecca Gilley, food service technician, North Webster Lower Elementary, replacing Kayla Falk, who was terminated, effective March 22nd. Resignations include Kimberly Lauren Gross, teacher at Richardson, effective February 27th, Twana Hawthorne, teacher at Phillips, effective February 27th, Kelly Yancey, teacher Minden High, effective March 15th, Gary Johnson, teacher Minden High, effective March 24th. Terminations, Kayla Falk, food service technician, North Webster Lower Elementary, effective February 17th, Justin Richardson, bus driver Lakeside, effective March 9th. Reverting back to a contract, Chandred Houston, behavior interventionist, Webster Junior High and at Richardson, rescinded as full-time and reverts back to a contract employee, effective March 1st. A meeting of the Bienville Parish School Board is scheduled for tonight, 6 o'clock, at the School Board Annex in Arcadia. On the agenda, recognize state literary winners, recognize the Parish Bus Driver of the Year, approve a school calendar for the 2023-24 school year, authorizing the superintendent to send letters of assurance to employees, a request for alterations and additions to Crawford Elementary and Arcadia High School, consider a request for school use facilities, and a request for out-of-state field trips. The meeting is open to the public. A meeting of the Bossier Parish School Board is scheduled for 6 o'clock at the Instructional Center on Airline Drive. On the agenda, possible modification for the school calendar for the 2022-23 year. A report of the Finance Committee meeting, as well as the Scholarship Committee meeting, and discussed trip request approval. The Scholarship Committee meeting starts at 5:15, the Finance Committee at 5:30, regular meeting at 6. All the meetings are open to the public. The Minden Airport will host a Wings and Wheels fly-in and car show on Saturday. The event will take place from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Minden Airport. There'll be cars and planes on display, along with flying contests, food, music, and prizes. A Holy Thursday service is scheduled for 6 o'clock this evening at the Spring Hill United Methodist Church Sanctuary. A community Easter egg hunt is scheduled for Saturday at 2 o'clock at Mount Calm Baptist Church. An Easter egg hunt is scheduled for Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. at House of Peace Ministries on Lee Street. Funeral services for Donzell Edwards are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the New Light Baptist Church. Burial will be in Shady Grove Cemetery with a visitation from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix, unless otherwise stated, and all the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318, unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, two twin-size beds for $350. Call 2055. That's two twin-size beds for sale, $350 at 2055. For sale, a six-foot-tall decorated Christmas tree, $150, 288-1460. They have a six-foot-tall decorated Christmas tree for sale. They're asking $150. Call 288-1460. For sale, three tires from a camper trailer. They're size 235-8516. $10 each, or all three for $25. And wanted laying hens. Call 780-5239. They have for sale three tires from a camper trailer, size 235-8516. They're $10 each, or all three for $25. And wants laying hens as well. All at 780-5239. For sale, a male labradoodle for $100, 426-3325. They have for sale a male labradoodle for $100 at 426-3325. For sale, a lift chair for $150 at 423-8861. A lift chair for sale, $150 at 423-8861. Wanted, six metal T-posts at 299-0904. Wanted, six metal T-posts at 299-0904. For sale, a 2018 20-foot travel trailer, a 2013 Honda 400 four-wheeler, along with a one-man Piro, all for sale at 572-1523. That's a 2018 model 20-foot travel trailer, a 2013 model Honda 400 four-wheeler, along with a one-man Piro for sale. 572-1523. For sale, a 1970 GMC pickup for $2,000. Wanted, a boat trailer for a 12-foot boat. Also wants a 14-foot aluminum boat at 401-8295. For sale, a 1970 GMC pickup for $2,000. Wanted, a boat trailer for a 12-foot boat, and also wants a 14-foot aluminum boat. All at 401-8295. For sale, an antique fertilizer spreader at 205-1751. They have an antique fertilizer spreader for sale. 205-1751. For sale, a refrigerator for $150. 525-6684. A refrigerator for sale for $150. Call 525 425-6684.
That was today's Online News, Weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.